Late last year, the U.S. government agreed to provide funds to help General Motors and Chrysler survive. But last week, GM announced that it wouldn't need the $2 billion in government assistance that it had requested for March. Joining me to explain what that announcement means and what it says about how General Motors is doing is Neil Baudette, the Detroit bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal. Very pleased to welcome him back to the show. Hi, Neil.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
In late January, General Motors said that there was a possibility that it would run out of money by March 31st. How did the company make this kind of turnaround so quickly?
Well, I think we should put it into perspective. They simply said they don't need the $2 billion by the end of March. They didn't say that they don't need it at all. And so what you've seen is that the company has been cutting costs. They canceled an engine plant in Flint, Michigan, and they stopped work on a diesel engine, and they've done many other things as well. So they've done a little bit better on controlling their expenses than they had thought, and so it's not quite as dire a need for cash, but it's still there. This is a company that's still at risk of running out of money. It's just not risk of running out of money at the end of March.
Well, how much of this is an economic decision? How much of it is a PR decision?
I don't think GM is really playing as sort of PR games to try to position itself. I think the risk is too great that they could send us a signal, or somebody could read this signal the wrong way and maybe push them to take harder measures. I really think that all they were intending to do was tell the government, we still need the money, but you know, if it doesn't come by the 31st of March, we're okay. If it comes shortly after that, that would be just fine too.
How much money has General Motors gotten from the government so far?
So far, $13.4 billion, and we should also note that Chrysler has gotten money. They've gotten $4 billion. GM has said that in total they could need as much as $30 billion, and most people believe they will need that much of that amount. Chrysler has said they have taken four and they need another five. Chrysler, in contrast to GM, has said they do need the money by the end of March. They don't have the same situation where they can delay that as GM did.
And General Motors has asked for about $16 billion of assistance that it has yet to receive. So it's assuming it's going to get that infusion of cash as well.
That's correct, yeah. They've gotten 13.4, and then in February they had to provide a report to the government that's known as the viability plan, and in there they said they would need up to $30 billion, so you're looking at another $16.6 billion that GM is likely to need to get out of this mess.
You mentioned that General Motors has made production cuts and announced that it'll eliminate certain brands. Were those part of the government-mandated restructuring plan?
Yes, the government said the government didn't tell them which brands, but suggested they ought to trim down the size of the company, including perhaps getting rid of brands.
Like Pontiac.
Pontiac is among them. Saturn is going to be phased out if the Saturn dealers are able to find another manufacturer, perhaps a Chinese company or a French car company, to provide them vehicles in the future that they might be able to survive. Hummer is supposed to be phased out, and Saab is also going to be phased out unless Saab can find a way of getting money from the Swedish government and becoming an independent company. And then you have Pontiac. Pontiac is a full brand of GM. What they'll do is probably scale it down to just one or two models that might be sold through Buick dealerships or something like that. So dramatically scaled down.
Hasn't GM also gone to Europe and asked for some euros because of to help its European operations?
Yes, you're exactly right. GM's European operations, known as GM Europe, are also almost out of money, just as GM is in North America, or GM is overall. They've asked the European governments for a total of 3.3 billion euros. That's about $4.2 billion. No decision yet on whether that money is coming. They have put forward some restructuring plans. The German government so far has said they're not satisfied with those. The German economics minister is due in Washington tomorrow to have some discussions about GM, and how the two governments can coordinate on providing help for this company and what they should expect from the company in return.
Well, even if things would improve in Detroit, isn't the car business in trouble? Toyota sold more cars worldwide than General Motors did last year, but Toyota is suffering right now.
Absolutely. The entire auto industry is suffering. Toyota, a few years ago, was making about $10 billion a year in profit, and now they think they're going to lose $3 billion in this current fiscal year that ends at the end of March. Just last week, BMW, another, along with Toyota, one of the normally most profitable automakers out there, they lost money in the fourth quarter, about $1 billion. And so it's very, very difficult. That's not to say that the big three are just suffering along with everybody else. Their problems are much greater than Toyota's or BMW. BMW and Toyota, even though they're losing money, have enough cash to keep going, keep developing cars, and forge ahead. GM and Chrysler certainly don't.
Well, am I wrong in assuming that Chrysler has the biggest problems to overcome? Then General Motors second, and Ford, which never took government money, is doing the best?
I don't know if I could handicap it and put GM ahead of Chrysler or Chrysler ahead of GM in terms of whose problems are worst. Both of them have very dire situations. But clearly Ford is in a much better place. Ford just recently worked out some changes to its labor contract with the United Auto Workers Union, and they've worked out a plan to do a deal with their bondholders to reduce their debt, which is an important step forward. So Ford, while it's suffering, seems to be moving ahead on addressing its problems much faster than GM and Chrysler.
Well, GM did reach a deal with the Canadian workers last week, but they they're negotiating new wage and benefit concessions from the United Auto Workers. Have they made much headway? Does the UAW want to take the biggest hit in this troubled situation?
No, the UAW is very cautious. They don't want to agree to dramatic cost cuts and then have the company turn around and really give a very soft deal or sweet deal to the bondholders. They want both sides of the house to have to sacrifice here, both the workers and those banks and funds that have loaned money to the automakers. So in the case of Ford, they got a deal with the union, and very quickly after that, they announced a deal with the bondholders. At GM and Chrysler, they're having talks on both sides, but haven't come close to announcing a deal just yet.
And the bondholders are holding out. Part of the plan that GM submitted to the U.S. government late last year included bondholders taking losses on about two-thirds of the company's $27 billion of unsecured debt. The bondholders seem to be unwilling to negotiate that loss.
That's true. I think in the case of GM, there are certainly some bondholders out there that are concerned about agreeing to forgive some of their debt or swap some of their debt for stock in the company while the company is still run by the same management team that has gotten them into trouble here. And certainly there's a concern on the part of the bondholders that they don't want to have to make big sacrifices so that the company can then turn around and give the union a sweetheart deal. So there's some gamesmanship going on both sides.
The Obama administration has said that the main metric is whether the government can expect to get the money it lends back. Is it likely that GM can return the money? And if they can't, is there a chance that the White House could force GM into bankruptcy?
I think the question of bankruptcy, it remains that is a possible route. I don't think it's the favored route that the government or the companies will want to go. But tackling some of these problems will be very difficult outside of bankruptcy. One area that people don't often talk about is the dealers, GM, Ford, Chrysler, all three of them have many more hundreds of dealers than they actually need. And you can't just go around forcing dealers out of business. But if you go into bankruptcy court, you can tear up those contracts and pretty much renegotiate them overnight or over a matter of weeks. So The only way to address the dealer end of the problem may be through some kind of government-brokered or government-backed bankruptcy process.
What will happen if the GM bondholders refuse to make a deal? Are they playing chicken?
Well, I think the other thing that is probably going on is some of those bondholders are actually Wall Street banks that have taken money from the government, and I would suspect that the Treasury Department is putting some pressure on the banks as well to, you know, we are supporting you here. We expect you to play ball and play fair on helping us solve the auto problem.
Well, they would only get 16 cents to the dollar. I can see why many bondholders might consider that to be unacceptable. Just one more thing. There are many people who say, why not just let GM go bankrupt? After all, they got themselves into this mess.
Well, I think in ordinary times that would be a very fair question to ask, but we're in a state where our economy is in a very fragile condition, and you have to wonder if it could be too much of a shock to the system to have as big a company as GM go under. And
so this is like the AIG problem?
I think so, yes, because if GM were to go into some unstructured bankruptcy situation, surely there would be some suppliers that would be endangered, if not pushed into bankruptcy themselves, and you could see a big chunk of the economy freeze up. And then the question is, what does that do to consumer confidence, and does it have a ripple effect on a psychological level through the U.S. economy? And I think there's a big fear of that.
Neil, we have about 30 seconds left, but why has Ford been able to get away with this? Because they're a smaller company, or have they been doing better?
Ford brought in a new CEO almost 2.5 years ago, and they almost immediately did a deal where they raised $23 billion. So they had a lot of cash, and then after that, they started selling off their fringe brands, and GM is now trying to get rid of its brands. So Ford got a jump start on addressing its problems.
My great thanks to Neil Boudet, the Detroit Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal. We'll be checking in with you again. The last time we spoke, they were all the big three were in Washington with hats in hand. Now the situation has changed, and I'm sure it's going to change again. Thanks a lot, Neil.
Real pleasure to be here. Thanks.